Hey everyone, it's Scott Ferrioli from DVC-Rental and Buy and Sell DVC. We just want to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Stacy and Chris. We have a good show in store for you today.
You have a lot of assumptions. We hope we have a good show today.
We hope. That was a
Christmas opening of all time. Yes, exactly. Good to see you, Stace.
Nice to see you.
Christmas. All right. So everyone's traveling like busy bees in a hive. Everyone's got things going on, traveling here and there. And by the way, if you're listening today and you are traveling, please be safe. This is supposed to be the number one travel holiday season of all time. They were saying people in terms of in the cars and the airplanes. So those roads can be crowded. So just please, you know, use caution and use a little bit of patience when you're on the roads today. So, Stace. Holiday foods, you know, the foods that we don't necessarily need to eat, but we love so much. What's your favorite one?
Okay, so ours varies so much. It's hard to think of holiday food because, like, around this time of year, like, Thanksgiving is easy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with mashed potatoes. Mm. They're good with any meal, and I think that that's probably what I would look forward to the most. How about you?
I can't disagree with you. Even when I'm making like tots in the oven or like steak fries, what I really want is mashed potatoes, but I'm also kind of lazy. So I really don't want to make the mashed potatoes.
Right.
Right. Man. So we have a lot of good food in our family for Christmas time, but I haven't had really good kidney bean salad since my father passed away in 2017. My father had a recipe. I try to make it. It doesn't come out the same.
Yeah.
Red kidney beans, mayonnaise, a little bit of pickle relish, like some egg. Like celery, like you think, like you throw it all together and let it sit for like a day or so.
It's all marinated.
Oh man, alive. That works good. So, but we were spoiled. It wasn't just Christmas. It was on Thanksgiving and it was like in birthdays. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. But special shout out to fruitcake. I'm a big fruitcake fan.
I've never actually taken a bite of fruitcake.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had it served at any parties I've ever been to.
Well, let me describe it to you. People like give it the back. Oh, this fruitcake is terrible. And oh my gosh, fruitcake can be really dense. Like if you had the densest, it's hard to even describe this. Like the densest, like taffy. Oh man, that's a bad description even right there.
Yeah. I don't know if I want cake that's like taffy.
Okay, go with like an apple fritter. Like, you know the density of an apple fritter?
Yes.
But it's layered with like dry fruits. And when you eat it, like a little piece of fruitcake is a lot. It's like stuffed pizza. A little stuffed pizza is a lot of pizza.
Is it like the fruit that's in it? Is it like actual fruit, like raisins and dates and like apricots and things like that? Or is it like jelly candy fruit?
Okay. The answer is yes to both.
Okay.
So it depends on what you want to spend money on, right? You can go and buy from like the Trappist monks from like online and they send you these brandied and like liquored like fruits that have been marinated in like whiskey and rum and bourbon. And like, it's really good and it's real fruit. And then you can go and find like the Claxton fruitcake, which they serve over and they have it like Walgreens and in Claxton, Georgia. And it's like the cherries, the green and red cherries.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like you can't have good and bad. Costco has amazing fruitcake.
Okay.
Now, Stace, a little slice is probably like 350 calories and like 80 grams of sugar. So you got to be really careful. But I genuinely love fruitcake. Jude loves fruitcake. So we're all good there.
Know.
We just got to be careful with that. You know, you can't overindulge the old fruitcake. Yeah, you
nope.
regret it, right?
So. Exactly.
Oh, man. So we've got a Christmas show, and you know, we're a Disney and we're a travel podcast, and we're also a community-based podcast. So this is going to be light on the Disney talk today because we realize you're traveling, you're in the car, you got 45 minutes or 19 hours as it would be my trip, or 12 hours as it would be Rick Forbes' trip to go home. So we just want to entertain you for a little bit of time, right? That's yep. our version. That's our version that's of today's
our,
show.
That's our goal.
Right? Okay, so we'll so see. What's the show going to be? Tell us what our plan was.
So we were talking about what we could do just to do like kind of a lighthearted show. And Chris had brought up, you know, how about we read some Christmas poems and holiday stories and things on air. And I was thinking to myself, he asked me to see if I could find some. And I was like, starting to look, and I'm going, you know what would be way more fun is having some personalized options. And my friends Mandy and Elaine and I had been playing around with the AI feature in Facebook Messenger and realized that it does a pretty good job with writing some poems and stories. So I put out a post on Edcot, asked for some audience participation with some questions for people to answer. And then I thought that it was going to be an easy 10-minute project, and it turned into about 2.5 hours of spreadsheets and finagling things around and everything to try to get everybody's answers into several stories. So that's kind of where we are. We have some short stories we're going to read to you. You might recognize some of the names in there. I wasn't able to get everything for everybody, but I got a few things for most people who participated. So, and if I forgot anybody, I'm so sorry. I actually did not go back and double check my work, but we'll do something special for you in the future. Just send Chris a angry text message. That'd be fine.
All right, so some interesting points of reference before we start. So each one of these stories are roughly a minute to 2 minutes in length, and they involve people in our community that responded to our post in Edcot. But did you know, after I downloaded the ChatGPT app, there are a few things I like to point out to people.
Uh-huh,
you know that ChatGPT will not produce stories with profanity. I now know this. It stopped me. ChatGPT will not produce stories with anything naughty in nature. Or at least that's what Rick Forbes says. No, I'm sorry. so it will not produce anything along those lines.
No, or and violent.
Hey, produce a Christmas story with an axe murderer, it said, I'm sorry, we cannot do that. So, okay, there's nothing violent in ChatGPT. So it's like, it literally is only for like the benefit right now of humanity and all good things. So that's what I understand. And realize Stacy and I are both doing this. So this could be wonderful. This could also be, we'll figure it out. But
I think it might be a little hokey at times. I think almost all of the stories start with on a chilly winter's day.
And we figured we would do this. We put the post out. So to provide a little bit of reference point, we figured we could take about a minute and just read the 15 or so people that responded, because we like to at least get these out in the open. At least it'll provide a little reference as you're hearing the stories later on. So how about if I go first, Ace? Is that cool?
Yep, that sounds good.
All right. So these were the questions Stacy had asked. Number one thing on your wish list, it could be realistic or a wish, your favorite holiday song, the best gift you were ever given. If you could travel to a special destination over the holidays, where would you go? Your favorite holiday treat, your favorite holiday movie, your favorite holiday symbol, your favorite holiday entree or side. So we really want to know all about your Christmas or your holiday favorites. Number one, Tim, the number one thing in your wish list. He wants a $500 gift card to Lego so he can finally buy one of those ridiculously priced sets that no one has any room for anyways. His favorite holiday song is I Don't Know What Christmas Is. It's from the Guardians special, the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special on Disney Plus. The best gift you were ever given was Amazing Children. If you could travel to a special destination over the holidays, where would you go? He'd go to Scandinavia. Stacy's like, yes.
Yes, I'll go with you, Tim.
Your favorite holiday treat, cheese and sausage with crackers. Oh, the old hors d'oeuvre, the old homemade Ritz crackers.
I love that too.
Right? Okay. Special shout out to Merck's Cheese in Caucana with the port wine cheese right there.
So good.
Right. Favorite holiday movie, Klaus on Netflix. favorite holiday symbol, the nativity scene, and favorite holiday entree or side is mashed potatoes.
Yep, I know. I'm going to the Van Swells, I think, for my mashed potato fix.
All right.
All right. Cindy Ellicott said number one thing on her wish list is a needlepoint kit with a light and a magnifying glass. Favorite holiday song is anything by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Best gift she's ever been given. This sounds so cool. A choose your own adventure where you answer questions that direct you to another question until the end. Your gift is the experience you ended up at. That's very cool. I'd like to know, learn more about that too. Travel destination, Germany for the Christmas markets. Favorite holiday treat, mince tarts. Favorite holiday movie, White Christmas. Favorite holiday symbol, the Northern Chickadee. And favorite holiday entree or side. All right, so she's definitely a foodie. So she said a bottle of Argentinian Malbec for the table, prime rib with Yorkshire pudding, twice baked potatoes, Caesar salad, Laura Murray Zeman's sweet potato casserole, and German chocolate cake for dessert. She gave us a full picture there.
Right. She made the whole dinner for us. I have to ask, Cindy, what is the Northern Chickadee? Why am I drawing a blank on this as far as symbology? What does that mean? What is that referring to? So I guess I could Google it, you know, but I want
that to hear might be fast. Yeah, we can have AI generate a picture of it too.
Let's do it. Elaine Lively, number one thing on your wish list, the pink Powerpuff Girl shoes from Nike that she missed out on. Favorite holiday song, Carol of the Bells or the Chipmunk song. Best gift you were given. I don't know about best, but memorable was a Nintendo when I was young. Okay, we all share that age
bracket. Yes.
And the NES system was the pinnacle. I didn't get it. I got a year. But like, if you got the NES, oh my gosh, your life just changed. You became the
culprit. I got one. Yep.
If you could travel to a special destination over the holidays, where would you go? Right now, Iceland, to see the volcano and the giant Yule cat in the middle of the city. If I could time it out, it would be to go back and see the Osborne lights at the Hollywood Studios again. Favorite holiday treat, all the cookies my mom makes. And favorite movie, she picked Elf.
All right, we have JJP, James Jamie Price. Number one thing on the wish list, I've asked my kids to make me a diorama of a Disney movie or attraction for about 20 years. I've yet to receive one. This year ain't looking hopeful either. Now, and JJP, so this was somewhat incorporated into one of the stories in the list, but it didn't quite translate to that. So forgive me for that. I tried, but it just kept on not working. Favorite holiday song, anything by John Denver and the Muppets or Phineas and Ferb. If I've had to pick one, I'd say You Ain't Getting Diddly Squat by Haywood Banks. I sing it year round. Best gift. He said, well, it ain't a diorama. Maybe my Cabbage Patch Kids I got from my grandma. Shout out to Felix, Jed, and my other boys. Daddy misses you, even if I can't remember one of your names. My Cabbage Patch Kid I got on the year that they came out, her name is Jaslyn Jessica. I loved her. I still have her. She's in our basement.
Was there any fights to acquire her?
No, and it was like for that situation, my aunt was in Eau Claire. That's where she lived, and she happened to be at a store. And she saw a ruckus happening. She walked over there and just grabbed one off the shelf when she saw that everybody was getting them. She had no idea what they were. And that's how she got it. It was just like happenstance, right place at the right time.
Okay. So let's pause this, Stacey. Because if you're listening and you're not in your mid-40s, you're like, what are they talking about? Legitimately, this was like the present that people were fighting over. And it wasn't fights. It was like YouTube videos of like the entire of the entire aisle in a brawl to acquire Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes. Can actually look up videos. Like I watched one the other day of like a Kmart or something. They
have them online. Throwing down. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember. It was insane. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. He would travel to Tokyo. Favorite holiday treats, those wedding cake cookies or the cornflake and red hot wreaths. Favorite holiday movie, Muppets Christmas Carol. And favorite holiday symbol, a Christmas tree. And favorite holiday entree, my mom's dressing. I don't know how he knows what my mom's dressing tastes like, but he likes it.
Okay. Andrea Harrison, number one thing was a towel warmer.
But that sounds delightful.
I have a little dyslexia, so when I read it, I kept on reading tower warmer. Oh. And so I'm trying to figure out, Where is Tower War Mel? Okay, never mind. Never mind. Favorite holiday song, Winter Wonderland. Best gift you were ever given? Not sure. If you could travel to a special destination over the holidays, where would you go? Walt Disney World. Her holiday treats, cookies, sugar cookies specifically. Favorite holiday movie is Christmas Chronicles. Your favorite holiday symbol is the wreath. And the favorite holiday entree or side is cheesy potatoes.
All right. I got Pam Wilfings, and her song is the best. So she said, I would like to go to Disney what she would like for Christmas, her wish. I would like to visit all the Disney parks across the globe. Favorite holiday song. I don't know if this is a real song. I forgot to Google it, but I assume that it is. We wish you a white Christmas to deck the halls with Frosty the Snowman because Santa Claus is coming to town, and this year I'll give to someone special. I don't know. Okay, have you really?
No.
Oh. Best gift ever. This is so sweet. A keychain of a flamingo with never forget how flamazing you are on it. It's from my mom who just passed away just 6 months after she gave it to me. I didn't even use it until after she passed, and I realized why she patted my leg when she gave it to me. I wouldn't go anywhere besides my home for Christmas. Favorite holiday treats are Peppermint Jojo's. Those are good. Holiday movie, Sound of Music. Symbol, a lighted tree, and side, deviled eggs.
Can't argue with the deviled eggs, especially when they're done just right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, when you put this post out, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, I'm going to read chapters here when Murray responds. And then he responded. he was so respectful. He did just what you wanted in a concise moment. But I was thinking, oh, man, this is going to be chapters. To All right, Murray. His wish. I really have everything I need already. Health for my family, I guess. Song is Oh Holy Night by Celine Dion. Best gift is his own underwear. My brother used to steal my things and wrap them up for me. The day I got my undies back was a huge relief. A very close place is my truck tonneau cover. The back cover for the his truck bed. Destinations, the Disney destination to Egypt and the pyramids. Treat, stuffing, and gravy. The movie is Chevy Chase's Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Holiday symbol is Love is a Good Snowman. And his entree is a hot turkey sandwich the day after. So, Murray, you know what? And then you got into a discussion, a back and forth discussion on Oh Holy Night from Celine Dion with Chris Young. So I'm just going to leave that out there in the ether just so you know. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good discussion. Amy Van Swall, number one thing on her Christmas list. Besides my husband being cancer free, that is a fantastic, fantastic wish, and he got to ring the bell today.
Hang on, today is December the 21st. Yes, Tim finished his treatments today. That a boy, Tim. That a boy. We're long road,
rooting
brother.
For you all the way.
All right.
And she would also like time to bake cookies with her kids. So hopefully that happens this year. Favorite holiday song? We have another one for Oh Holy Night. Best gift was a Disney vacation. She could travel anywhere. It would be Germany or the UK. Favorite holiday treat? Cookies. Favorite holiday movie? Muppets Christmas Carol. Favorite holiday symbol? A Mickey with a Santa hat. And the entree or side? Just the mashed potatoes. Like I said, I'm going to the Van Swalls.
Why do we not call, like, our group, instead of the Edcott Alpha, the Edcott Spuds? I mean, I know. For real. Everyone wants the Spuds here. Yep. So, Rick Forbes, number one thing on your wish list, a lightweight robe with short sleeves. I'm picking up Hugh Hefner vibes here all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Is it satiny, Rick, or is it like a fleecy one? I'm curious. Favorite holiday song, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Vince Vance and the Valiants. Best gift you were ever given. He made sure that the creator of that song was okay. We're gonna leave Mariah Carey's version out. He wanted to make sure you knew that. Best gift you were ever given. Nothing stands out. If you could travel to a specific destination, where would you go? Disney World. Favorite holiday treat: homemade chocolate covered cherries. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday movie: Christmas Vacation. Favorite symbol is Christmas trees. And favorite holiday entree or side is shrimp cocktail.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm getting hungry too as I'm thinking about it.
Michelle Hook, number one thing on your wish list, a raspberry enhanced air plant. She said, I must stop putting these in the bathroom shelf. They clearly hate it there. I got them from Pittsburgh Botanical Gardens, and
And then moved.
They moved, maybe. Mm-hmm. Favorite holiday song? Wham, Last Christmas. Best gift you were ever given. Kids used to get me stuff from the holiday market at the elementary school. I still have the candles, salt, pepper, shakers, and earrings. Where she traveled to is Paris. Holiday treat, grandmother's fruit cookies. That would maybe go with the fruit cake. Probably not the same thing. Favorite holiday movie is The Holiday. And favorite holiday symbol are Christmas trees. She has 3 fully decorated plus 5 little ones. And favorite holiday entree or side is corn casserole.
Okay. We got Tristan Adams. Tristan says, number one thing on your wish list, be a 200-point DBC contract at the Poly.
Yes.
Let's be specific here, right? So like, this is
yes,
pretty
yes.
specific. Favorite song is I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Best gift you were ever given. Anything my wife has given me.
Yes, good answer.
Good answer. Really good answer. If you could travel anywhere special over the holidays, it would be Disney World. And it's going to be there in 2 days. So perfect. They are going to do it. Favorite holiday treat, real hot chocolate. So we're not talking the Nestle quick made hot chocolate. He's like artisanal at this point.
Yes.
Favorite holiday movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas or The Grinch with Jim Carrey. The favorite symbol is snowfall. And favorite holiday entree or side is ham and mama's green bean casserole. Green bean casserole, of course. Like can't forget that that's definitely a Thanksgiving Christmas food
exactly.
For sure. Okay.
Chris Young said, I literally do not have favorite things. I don't know why, but I can't do that. So this will be a challenge. Just know that anything here is among my favorite things. I like that disclaimer there. What he wishes for is a rock saw. Holiday songs. He likes White Christmas and Oh Holy Night or anything sung by Amy Grant. He definitely said he does not like All I Want for Christmas Is You. Best gift he's ever been given, 12-inch black and white Panasonic TV back around 1979 when a $100 TV was a big investment and gift. Mm-hmm. So excited for that. If he could travel anywhere, he would like to go to Olani. Favorite holiday treat, any pie that serves for a good foundation for vanilla ice cream or Cool Whip. Yes, I like that too. Holiday movie, he said nope. But he does like the Rankin Bass specials and Charlie Brown's Christmas, though. I'd watch 4 or 5 of those before I'd watch any Christmas movie. Favorite holiday symbol? He said, nope. Favorite holiday on your side? He said, nope, can't do this. I stressed him out, I think.
Christmas is too personal for him.
I know.
Shout out to the Rankin and Bass Christmas special, those claymation.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, for sure. That just brings you right back to being like an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. Absolutely.
Waiting for those specials at night on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Yep.
Exactly. Want to go back, circle back here. I know this wasn't our version, but Chris, I remember that too. The first TV I was ever given was a small, like 12 or 16 inch, like black and white TV. And it had push buttons. You didn't have the dial to turn. It had push buttons. And the first moment you got a TV in your room and like, you can decide what you want to watch as like a third grader.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I remember that too. As clear as a bell. I have so many holiday memories from things like that. Oh, like, do you remember a service merchandise store, Stace?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How about a store called McDade's? Do you remember McDade's in Milwaukee Avenue?
No.
Oh, okay. You got time for a quick story here?
I guess.
Right? I'm going to sidetrack the whole show. All right. Here's a story from my youth. There was a store called McDade's, and on one side of it was all like electronics and home goods, and the other side was like pots and pans and stuff, but it was kind of like a catalog warehouse type show. They also had Italian oil lamps. Do you know the ones I'm talking about, where they had the ones the top and the bottom, and then on the sides oil would spin down these like cables?
Uh-huh.
And they would, you know what I'm talking about at all?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I can picture it.
So I didn't know it was oil. I thought it was water.
Oh no.
So as a kid, I remember putting my hand and grabbing those and having oil just dispense all over my coat and arms. As clear as a bell, I have this memory of the McDade's on Milwaukee Avenue in Niles and me just covered in oil. And even still now, when I see one, bam, I shoot back like 40
right
years
there.
Of my life. Oh my gosh. I remember it as clear as a bell. I'm sorry. I should have taken us there.
No, that's okay.
Laura Fitz. Wish list, $1 million. No, really, LOL. Holiday song, White Christmas. Her travel is I Want to Be on the Disney Cruise Line for Christmas Eve. and her holiday movie is White Christmas.
Good ones. Mm-hmm. And then we have, Rick Forbes gave an addendum to his list. He said he remembers his best present ever, my KitchenAid stand mixer.
He just baked Christmas cookies yesterday night. He was baking cookies yesterday night. I texted him. So,
all right. So Ann Young said, don't have a heart attack. I'm participating.
Yes.
The number one thing on her wish list, retirement soon and travel or happiness for my kids. One or the other. Holiday song, Oh Holy Night, sung by Chris Young. Mm. There's a connection there. I wonder if they know each other.
I don't know. This Young's a pretty common name. I'm just throwing that out there.
Best gift she was ever given, the Sunshine Family Home and Craft Store from 1975. If she could travel to any special destination over the holidays, 1977, Palo, Iowa, or any Christmas market in Europe. Favorite holiday treat, white chocolate dipped pretzels. Holiday movie, White Christmas, runner-up because it's not a movie, The Year Without a Santa Claus. Best holiday symbol, bells, especially Dad's bell. It was used to tell us who we were waiting in the basement on Christmas Eve. It was used to tell us who were waiting in the basement on Christmas Eve that Santa was gone and it was safe to come upstairs. It was always so lucky that someone saw Rudolph's nose in the sky, so we knew when to go downstairs because Santa wouldn't come unless we were hidden. Imagine the excitement of hearing Santa walk around and give a quiet ho, ho, ho sometimes.
That's a great memory.
Favorite holiday entree aside is the strawberry pretzel salad, which is a dessert for those not from the upper Midwest. What? And it is so good.
What?
That's one of my favorite things too.
Stace, I don't have any idea what this is.
It's so good. If we do our little holiday get together, I'll try to make it. I've never made it before, but it's, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. It's like salty and strawberry and creamy all together at once. It's so good.
I'm in. Okay. Last one. Tamara Spidell. Number one thing on your wish list, it can be realistic or a wish, kindness and civility in the world. Favorite holiday song, Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Best gift you were ever given, a trip to Disney World. If you could travel to a special destination, where would you go? Germany. So Germany's come up a few times. I also know that Scott and Shannon's, one of their like bucket list destinations to visit the Christmas markets in Germany and Austria. So it's come up a few times. It's interesting.
Yeah. There might be a story coming up about that. I don't know. Okay.
We'll see. Favorite holiday treat, Christmas crack. Favorite holiday movie is Elf. Favorite holiday symbol, Christmas tree. And the favorite holiday entree or side is stuffing. So we want to offer just a little bit of insight into what people said before we start with our stories. So Stace, let's go all the way back to the beginning, and then I'll let you lead off and I'll follow up. Is that cool?
Perfect. Yep.
All right, here. So this is the time of the show, guys. We're at 27 and a half minutes in. We got a few short stories, so stick with us. We promise we'll keep you smiling.
All right. And you might recognize some of these things from what we just read. So here's our first one. It was the annual holiday party at Amy and Tim's, and everyone was excited to share their favorite foods. Cindy brought her mince tarts, but they were secretly filled with silly putty. Elaine's Christmas cookies were shaped like cats wearing Santa hats. JJP's mother's dressing was actually just a bucket of chicken nuggets. Andrea's cheesy potatoes were so cheesy that they came with their own cheese-fueled rocket ship. Pam's peppermint JoJo's were actually just peppermint-flavored pickles in disguise. Jeremy's leftover hot turkey sandwiches were actually just piles of fluffy kittens wearing tiny hats. Rick's shrimp cocktail was made with rubber shrimp and a special sauce that made everyone do the chicken dance. Michelle's corn casserole was actually just a giant pile of glittery rainbow unicorns. Tristan's mother's green bean casserole was made with green beans that had been replaced with tiny toy soldiers. Chris Young's pie was filled with a special surprise, a flock of tiny rubber chickens that would jump out and honk when you cut the pie. Anne's strawberry pretzel salad was actually just a giant pile of candy that looked like strawberries but tasted like pickles. As the night went on, everyone enjoyed the silly foods and had a blast. They played games, sang songs, and even had a dance-off with a rubber shrimp. It was a night to remember, and everyone left with full bellies and big smiles on their faces.
Okay, we're going to leave that one there, and we're going to move on to the next one. Here we go. It was a chilly winter evening, and Rick, JJP, Pam, and Michelle were on a mission to find the perfect Christmas tree. They had heard about the magical Christmas tree stroll in the nearby woods, and they were determined to find the most fantastic tree for the holiday season. As they strolled through the woods, they came across a variety of trees, each with its unique charm. They saw towering evergreens, sparkling snow-covered firs, and even a few quirky-shaped trees that made them laugh. Rick, the shrimp cocktail master, oh Lord, that's going to stick from now on, I guarantee that.
He's going to stick with I thought it was so funny that they pulled
him. He is the shrimp cocktail master from this point forward, folks. Was on the hunt for a tree with the perfect shape to hold the famous shrimp cocktail party. JJP, the dressing king, was looking for a tree with enough branches to hang all of his mom's favorite dressing recipes. Pam, the peppermint queen, sought a tree with peppermint scent to match her beloved JoJo's. Michelle, the corn casserole extraordinaire, wanted a tree to golden glow to complement her famous dish. As they continued their search, they encountered various obstacles, from playful squirrels to slippery ice patches, but they persevered, determined to find their ideal trees. Finally, after what seemed like hours of searching, they stumbled upon a clearing with the most magnificent trees they had ever seen. Rick found a towering evergreen with branches perfect for his shrimp cocktail party. JJP discovered a tree with sturdy limbs to hold his mom's recipes. Pam found a tree with peppermint scent that filled the air, and Michelle spotted a tree with golden glow that matched her corn casserole perfectly. Overjoyed, they hugged their trees and celebrated their successful Christmas tree stroll. As they made their way back home, they couldn't wait to decorate their trees and share their magical finds with the rest of their friends. Their Christmas tree stroll became a legendary tale, and every year they embark on new adventures searching for perfect trees to make their holiday season even more special.
Now, if that isn't an epic story, I don't know what is.
There could have been like some like adventure, like fighting, but ChatGPT said
you
no.
You can't have violence. So
we'll just stick with the shrimp cocktail master.
All right, here's another chilly winter evening. It was a chilly winter evening, and the atmosphere was festive as Chris Young, the renowned country singer, took the stage for a holiday concert. The crowd was in high spirits, eagerly awaiting his performance. As he began to sing the classic "O Holy Night," his powerful voice filled the venue, captivating the audience. In the crowd, Anne, Chris's number one fan, was overjoyed, singing along to every word. She had been a loyal follower of Chris's music for years and was thrilled to see him perform live. Just as Chris was hitting his stride, a surprise guest emerged from the shadows. None other than Celine Dion, the legendary vocalist, joined Chris on the stage. The crowd erupted in cheers and applause as the two powerhouse singers harmonized, their celestial voices intertwining like a celestial blessing. In the front row, Jeremy, Celine's number one fan, was beside himself with excitement. He'd always dreamed of seeing Celine perform live, and now he was witnessing a duet with Chris Young. He sang along, his eyes shining with pure joy. Amy, another audience member, was also swept up in the magic of the moment. She'd always loved the holiday music and was thrilled to see Chris and Celine bring "O Holy Night" to life. She clapped along with the rest of the audience, feeling the energy and emotion of the performance. Together, Chris and Celine poured their hearts into the performance, delivering a breathtaking rendition of "O Holy Night." The audience was entranced, mesmerized by the beauty of the magic and the magic of the moment. The venue resonated with the emotional and uplifting energy of the song, transporting everyone to a place of wonder and joy. As it reached the climax, their voices soared, filling the space with an otherworldly grace. The crowd sang along, their voices merging with those of Chris and Celine, creating a collective moment of celebration and unity. The performance ended with a thunderous applause and a standing ovation. Chris and Celine embraced, beaming with happiness, knowing they had created something extraordinary. The holiday concert became a cherished memory for all who attended.
It was a chilly winter morning when Tristan, Rick, and Andrea set off on their special trip to Walt Disney World for the holidays. They were bursting with excitement, eager to immerse themselves in the magic of Disney. As they arrived at the resort, they were greeted by the iconic Cinderella Castle, which towered above them, its fairy tale grandeur igniting the festive spirit. The trio spent their days reveling in the wonders of Disney, laughing and joking as they explored the various parks. Tristan, a self-proclaimed Disney trivia king, regaled his friends with an endless array of fascinating facts and anecdotes about the park's history and attractions. Rick, the resident foodie, the shrimp cocktail king, enthusiastically sampled the diverse culinary offerings, declared the Mickey-shaped cookies the best thing since sliced bread. Meanwhile, Andrea, the thrill seeker, fearlessly tackled the most daunting rides, her infectious whoops of joy echoing throughout the parks. One fateful evening, as they strolled through the park, Tristan stumbled upon a mysterious contest booth. With a mysterious twinkle in his eye, he convinced Rick and Andrea to join him in participating in a Disney trivia showdown. Amidst a sea of enthusiastic contestants, they answered the question after question after question with their Disney knowledge and quick wit propelling them through round after round. As the competition reached its climax, Tristan emerged victorious, claiming a remarkable 200-point DVC contract as his prize. Overcome with elation, he triumphantly raised his arms, Mickey Mouse style, while Rick and Andrea showered him with confetti and good-natured teasing. The rest of their Disney adventure became a hilarious blur of holiday magic, while Tristan proudly sported his Disney Trivia Champion badge, and Rick persistently attempting him to trade his Mickey-shaped cookie collection for a coveted Fast Passes. Andrea, ever the thrill seeker, convinced her friends to join her on the It's a Small World ride, giggling uncontrollably.
I could picture her just nonstop giggling the whole way through.
There you go.
All right, this is going to take things in a little bit of a different twist. We have a poem here. In snow-kissed Vermont, a tale unfolds of dreams and love, of friendships that hold. White Christmas, a film of yore, with Cindy, Lauren, Laura, and Anne we adore. Cindy, the ingenue with a heart so bright, dreams of romance in the snowy light. Lauren, the star with a voice so sweet, enchants the crowd with her feet on the beat. Laura, the planner with a mind so keen, orchestrates the show like a scene from a dream. And the writer with a pen so fine scripts the story with a heart that's divine. Together they dance in the snow's embrace as Bing Crosby's voice fills the winter space. White Christmas echoes with a nostalgic sigh, a timeless classic that touches the sky. Their bond shines through like a beacon in the night as they weave a tale that's pure and bright of love, laughter, and the magic of the season, a Christmas miracle that transcends all reason. In the snow-covered hills where the romance unfolds, Cindy, Lauren, Laura, and Anne hold their hearts, their friendship and love like a warm golden glow. In the movie White Christmas, a treasure we know. So we let the snow fall, let the carols play as we cherish this film in a special way. For in its nostalgic charm, we find a place in our heart, peace of our heart, in the timeless tale of White Christmas, a work of art.
Boom. This AI is dangerous.
I know.
It's good, right? It's good.
Yep.
All right. It was a chilly winter morning when Tim, Elaine, Michelle, Amy, Cindy, and Anne, like they threw everybody together. This is like they just put everyone here, embarked on their European Christmas vacation, each with their own destination in mind. Tim was fixated on experiencing the festive charm of, remember where, Stace?
Scandinavia.
While Elaine was captivated by the mystical allure of
Iceland.
Michelle dreamed of indulging in the romantic ambiance of
Paris.
And Amy and Cindy were eager to explore the vibrant Christmas markets of Germany. And the ultimate adventurer, she wanted to see it all. As they arrived in Europe, their journey quickly turned to a series of hilarious mishaps and unforeseen escapades. Tim, in his haste to reach Scandinavia, accidentally booked a sleigh ride with a mischievous reindeer named Rudy, who had a penchant for stealing Santa's snacks. Elaine, in her quest to witness the Northern Lights, found herself stuck in an Icelandic hot tub with a group of singing Vikings. Meanwhile, Michelle, is Elaine pro hot tub with mysterious Vikings?
I think she'd be okay with it.
She'd be okay with it. Okay. Meanwhile, Michelle became enamored with a charming French accordion player and spent most of her time chasing him through the streets of Paris, much to the amusement of the locals. And Amy and Cindy, in their enthusiasm to sample German delicacies, inadvertently joined a lively beer hall polka party where they were hoisted onto the shoulders of jolly Bavarians and paraded around like festive mascots. And the intrepid explorer insisted on visiting every Christmas market on the continent, dragging her companions along on a whirlwind tour of twinkling stalls and mulled wine stands as they raced from one market to another. They left a trail of laughter, confusion, and occasionally lost baggage. Despite the chaos, the group managed to stumble upon moments of serendipitous magic, like stumbling across a secret snow-covered forest in Scandinavia, discovering a hidden geothermal lagoon in Iceland, and enjoying an impromptu performance by Parisian street artists. As their European vacation drew to a close, the friends reflected on Okay, so we did a little ad lib in there, threw some things in there we didn't call for, but okay,
exactly.
We'll go with it. Okay.
All right. We have a few left. It was a few weeks before Christmas, and the kids in Miss Anne's class were buzzing with excitement. Each one had been dreaming of a specific gift that they wanted to find under the tree on Christmas morning. Tim, the Lego enthusiast, had his heart set on a $500 Lego set, the ultimate addition to his collection. Cindy, the crafty one, longed for a needlepoint kit, complete with magnifying glass and light to create intricate masterpieces. Elaine, the sneakerhead, was obsessed with getting her hands in a pair of limited edition Nike Powerpuff Girl shoes. JJP, the creative genius, spent hours crafting a handmade Disney diorama, hoping to display it proudly in his room. Pam, the ultimate Disney fan, wished for a vacation to visit all the Disney parks around the world. Jeremy, the sports enthusiast, wanted to improve his health and fitness, while Andrew, the cozy one, desired a towel warmer to make the post-shower snuggles even more blissful. Amy the baker yearned for quality cookie baking time with her family, complete with flour-covered aprons and warm cookies fresh from the oven. Rick the relaxation guru wanted a lightweight robe with sleeves for ultimate lounging comfort. Michelle the plant lover hoped for a raspberry-enhanced air plant to add a touch of sweetness to her plant collection. Tristan the Disney fanatic wished for a DVC contract to ensure a lifetime of magical vacations. Chris Young, the rock enthusiast, wanted a rock saw to explore the wonders of geography. Laura, the millionaire in the making, had her sights set on, well, $1 million. And Miss Anne, their beloved teacher, longed for a peaceful retirement surrounded by books and gardening. Christmas morning arrived, and the kids eagerly tore open their presents. But to their surprise, instead of the gifts they had wished for, each one found an autographed headshot of the co-hosts, Chris and Stacy, from the WDW Review podcast.
Nice. That's a good one.
That's like the best present ever.
JJP, the creative genius. I just want to go and point that one out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said that. All right. I'm going to leave the next two for you because they are Jeremy's undies.
Okay.
And there's the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem. And here's what I set for you. And I'll just jump down two of me here. So Hey, ChatGPT, create me a Christmas poem set to the song Don't Stop Believing My Journey. And I'm like, okay, this will be good. I can do this. I can pull this off. I don't mind singing.
Yeah. Get it. Get it.
And then when I got back, I was like, I said to Stacy, I was like, okay.
Not quite.
not quite, but damn, it's good. So yeah. So here we go. It's going to not be a song. It'll be a poem, but I'm just going to go and read this one. Okay. So, this is good. Oh, the snow is softly falling. Lights twinkle in the night. Families gather around the tree, hearts fill with pure delight. In the air, there's magic and a hope that's never leaving. As we celebrate this season, just keep on believing. Bells ring out their melodies, spreading cheer and joy. Carols sung with love and grace, filling hearts sincere. Like a guiding star above, shining and deceiving, in the spirit of Christmas, always keep believing. Gifts wrapped with care and love, beneath the evergreen, laughter echoes in the air, a sight so serene. Amid the carols sung and the love we're receiving, let the season remind us to keep on believing. So may your days be merry and your heart feel light, with love, peace, and joy that make the season bright. Throughout the moments of wonder and the joy we're achieving in the magic of Christmas, never stop believing.
That was very nice.
I was like, damn, they deserve a gold star for that one. Uh-huh. That's good. All right. I'll let you go back out there.
All right. So we have right here. Here we go. This is like the creme de la creme. It was Christmas morning, and Jeremy was beyond excited to see what Santa had brought him. He had been begging for a new pair of undies for weeks, and he was sure that Santa would come through. As he tore open his presents, he was thrilled to see a package from his favorite underwear brand. He eagerly ripped off the wrapping paper and held up his new undies for everyone to see. "Check out my new undies, everyone!" he exclaimed proudly, displaying his new boxers. But as he looked around the room, he noticed that everyone was laughing at him. He didn't understand why. Weren't new undies the best gift ever? That's when JJP, his best friend, walked over and started singing his favorite song. "You ain't getting diddly squat, Jeremy. You ain't getting diddly squat." The whole room erupted with laughter, and Jeremy realized that he had been pranked. His undies were the only gift he was getting that year, and he had been outsmarted by his friends once again. But Jeremy didn't mind. He was still thrilled with his new undies, and he knew that he would get his revenge next year. After all, as JJP would say, you ain't getting diddly squat, but sometimes that's exactly what you need.
I have questions. I have many questions on that one. Okay. All right. Here's another one for everyone. Here's another poem. There once was a lady from Nantucket whose joy for Christmas knew no bucket. She decorated her house with such cheer, spreading laughter and festive cheer. Her holiday spirit, none could pluck it. Okay.
There we go. No profanity at all used there.
I did say, create me a Christmas poem with the lady from Nantucket. Okay. Oh, man.
All right. And I'm going to go with one special one that is from our friend Tamara, who I had cut off the deadline too early, and she was very sad. And I reopened it, and I was so thankful that she was able to get all of her choices. And so because of that, she gets her own story. It's called Tamara and Archibald's Holiday Hijinks. Tamara's home was filled with laughter and chaos thanks to her trusty sidekick Archibald, the gigantic slobbery dog. As she scribbled down her wish for kindness and civility, Archibald sniffed around for his own holiday treats. Tamara chuckled, remembering their unforgettable trip to Walt Disney World where Archibald accidentally photobombed a family portrait, earning them a fast pass to the Haunted Mansion. With walking in a winter wonderland, playing in the background, Tamara tried to decorate the Christmas tree, but Archibald kept swiping at the ornaments. She distracted him with a game of fetch, but he returned with a neighbor's laundry instead of a ball. As she sampled Christmas treats, Archibald snatched the plate, leaving a trail of crumbs and paw prints. Tamara's holiday movie marathon turned into a comedy show, with Archibald barking at Buddy the Elf's antics and Elf and stealing the spotlight during Home Alone. Stuffing the star of the holiday menu disappeared fact. Stuffing the star of the holiday menu disappeared faster than Archibald could vacuum it up. Through the mayhem, Tamara's wish for kindness and civility seemed like a pipe dream, but she knew that Archibald's goofy antics brought joy to all. As they cuddled by the fireplace, Tamara whispered her true wish for Archibald to learn the art of gentle hugs and slobber-free kisses. The mystery of Tamara's wish remained unsolved, but one thing was certain. With Archibald by her side, the holidays would always be filled with laughter and unconditional love.
Okay. Well, we think we've AI'd and chat GPT'd everybody enough at this Christmas time. Stace, before we go, can I ask you for one thing off the cuff?
Yes.
Give me a Christmas wish for you or your family or for everyone for the upcoming year. Give us a wish. And this is off the cuff. You didn't prep this at all, so I threw you on the spot here.
I mean, if I'm looking for like an actual, like my wish would be for everybody just to have a healthy and happy 2024, like and beyond. That's what I want. If I'm looking for something that's materialistic, I would say I would love to have some sort of a working fireplace in our living room.
Interesting. Pretty cool. I'm going to give a wish for everybody, and I'm going to say in this next upcoming year, I'm just going to ask, like Tamara said so eloquently, I'm looking for civility from people.
Yes.
And I hope when they speak, they think before they speak and realize, you know, their consequences for every statement made. And I just hope that everyone understands that, you know, people are still people and people have emotions and feelings and treat everyone with respect. So
absolutely. That's perfect.
That's what I'm looking for. As far as materialistic, if I had a wish, that's a great question. These things kind of evolve as they go along, you know? So I would say this. I'm going to put that on pause until I get my next opportunity to go to the Lakeland Antique Market, because whenever I go I have terrible spending habits and things just end up appearing in my shopping cart that I had no intention of appearing. But so... All right, everybody, we just wanted to entertain you. Again, drive safe, get to your destination, you know, safely. Make sure you enjoy your time with your family and friends. All your work problems, that can wait for a few days. You'll be back.
Absolutely. Right? Yes.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Bye, everyone. Hello. Ho, 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 ho. Happy holidays to everyone listening.
Yes. It's not a Christmas opening. I don't know what it is. That a girl?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go. I've got it.
Let's keep working the show.
Sorry, Chris. Sophie came in the room. Can you mark down that time? Or are we just going to keep on rolling with it?
Nope. Nope, you got to do it again. You got to start off again.
All right. All right. I'm going to start up again.
Three, two, one.